You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henna Baba. Ellen Lee Zhao is one of five candidates running to unseat San Francisco's current mayor. She's got a master's degree in social work from San Francisco State and has worked as a behavioral health clinician. She served as a union steward for San Francisco government employees and served two terms as a civil grand jury member. This is her second run for mayor. While all the candidates in the race for mayor are running without official party affiliation, Zhao rails against the, quote, monostate. That's what she calls the Democratic Party, which is prominent in San Francisco politics. She spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney.
When I become a mayor, I will target five problems that we are facing today. Number one, I will release the empty apartments by 282 programs that work with the tenants and also the property owners.
How would you get people to release the units that are unoccupied?
Oh, that is very easy. The mayor's office will guarantee no one will be sued if they come up and run their places to help the people in San Francisco.
I don't see how you could possibly protect them from being sued as the mayor.
I've talked to many of the legal, you know, people how we can create policies. We can as a city can create a policy that's specifically to help the people in San Francisco needed housing. The most important thing that people will get housing, if they don't like the place, what they don't like, we can switch and do mediation and look for another location. But they will not be sued. If they chose to be suing, like let's say you have a corrupted a lawyer, they continue to corrupt the system, then if they want to sue, the San Francisco lawyer will be their team to sue. Number two, I will end the free needles that has been killing people's quality of life. No drug abusers that I know of that they wanted to be in drug and be dead and be feeling sick on the street as homeless and no jobs. I spoke to people, they want three things, a job, away from drug, and a place to sleep. You talk to people on the street. And number three, I will work with the federal government to declare emergency when I get into the office, so I can clear and save the homeless people from the politicians. The politician has been using the homeless people, the numbers of the homeless people, they drain the public system, the money. But the local people...
Wait, I don't understand what you just said. The city
allocates... The more homeless the city has, the more money the politician will get because they allocate the money from the public funds to nonprofits or to whatever the program they created related to them.
You're saying that the systems that are in place that purportedly are supposed to be helping homeless people are making people rich?
Yes. Homeless, it's become a politician political game for their own gang. The homeless will not get the money for the money it's allocated. In my experience as a public government worker, we've seen the more money we allocate for homeless, the more homeless that we will increase.
Because nonprofits or SRO owners, those people are the ones who profit. That's
one of them. But the most important message is every time we house the homeless people, the other cities send them to San Francisco and tell other cities and say that we have all the resources. We give them free meals. We give them free medication and medical needs. We give them free housing.
Well, San Francisco also sends homeless people out on one-way bus tickets. That's part of the city policy as well.
Well, that's because if the people are tired in some of the issues that they're facing, because when you say that San Francisco welcome, because we are a sanctuary city and we welcome all people, include criminal activities and felons, and when ICE comes, so we'll protect all people like that. The message...
Sanctuary city policy does not say that.
Yes, anyone.
It's a matter of the ways in which they cooperate with the federal government.
The law, sanctuary city, welcomes all criminals and all anyone. It's welcome in San Francisco, and that put you and me in trouble.
Well, so you want to cooperate more with the federal government. You want them to help out with emergency services as well. You said that there were 5 points. So release houses, no free needles, the federal government, you'll
help
work
the
with,
homeless.
Yes. What are
declare.
The other two then?
And then we have the robberies, the crimes. We in San Francisco have so many crimes 100 car break-in minimum a day, and many of them, they under-report. They don't even report anymore. It's because we are no longer having a faith that we do not... I personally know a lot of people, we don't trust the government anymore because the government keep raising tax, the people who are able to pay tax, but then the welfare people continue to be welfare. To me, it's abusing the welfare recipients and let them stay there instead of empower them to get away and be, you know, having a quality of life on their own. So when I become a mayor, I will be having a legal team to study what is illegal in San Francisco that is violate the people in America, that is including Proposition 47 and Sanctuary City. When they are un-American, when they violate the United States Constitution, I will be having the legal team to review them and then put back law and order to protect San Francisco.
I think that you mentioned the four main points.
Yes.
You went to robberies. What's the fifth one?
That is the most important thing. Government corruption.
Okay.
Yes. When I become a mayor, I will audit each department. We know San Francisco is crooked. Think about it. If we spend $3,900 to $17,000 a month per homeless that is allocated, then we should not be having people dying on the street. We should not be having people suffering on the street. We should not be having all the same nonprofits and many of them doing the same thing over and over. Who are they? What do they do? How do they do it? Who do they relate it to? And who are the boards for them? And I will check it out. When I get into the office, I will be review each one of them and how they delinquent and how they corrupted and send them to appropriate departments. That is the legal team who I will be bringing in. Because I obviously one person.
Yeah, no, it would take a whole team of people
yes,
to help with that.
It take the whole San Francisco. I will.
That's mayoral candidate Ellen Lee Zhao. She spoke with KALW's news director, Ben Trefney, and that story was produced by Sarah Lai Sterland. We're covering all the candidates. You can hear who we've interviewed so far at KALW.org.